Hi there. I just want to walk you through the book Letters to the Future, the simple guide for writing your memoir, so that you have an idea of what it is, what's in it, how it's set up, and so forth. So I'm just going to give you a little walkthrough here on the book. So originally, I wrote this book, it was a couple of years ago after my stepdad passed, because I recognized in processing his passing that what I had really lost were his stories. There were so many things I didn't know about him. And when I was a teenager living with him, I didn't ask those kinds of things. And then when I was an adult and I had moved away, I didn't take the time to go back and to ask those kinds of things. And so the stories were lost. And there's a lot now that I don't know about him. And so I thought, you know what? I'll sit down and I'll write out a series of prompts. And then I'll share these with my sisters and my mom and my aunt and my uncle and so forth. And we'll all have these. And then we can write down our personal stories so that we don't lose any more family stories among us. That was my original idea. And I did that. And then I started sharing the prompts, which I had published in the book, with people at work, friends, extended family members, and so forth. And so then it kind of became a thing. And then I started teaching it as a workshop. And the way that it's set up, I set up this whole thing so that it's really easy to follow if you're not a person who considers yourself to be a writer. So if you're not a person who would say, you know what, I'm going to sit down and write a short story or a novel or something like that, if you're not that person, this is the right book because it's easy to follow. The structure is simple. It's set up chronologically. It starts at the beginning and moves forward from there. It has three different styles of prompts in here, three different styles of pages. One is where you've got a series of questions, and then next to those questions, you've got blank lines where you can write directly on the pages. You could either write down your ideas and you could use this book as your brainstorm and your plan, or you could write your stories directly on the pages of the book. I think whatever works for you is what works. Another style of prompt in here is where I've got a blank space on the left, and that allows you to attach photographs or other kinds of memorabilia and then write about it on the other side. And then at the end of the book, there are very broad general questions where you could talk about just about anything and just kind of sit there and share information. And within the book, I ask you to do a variety of different things, such as sharing your favorite recipes to sharing the story of how you got your names. So what I'll do here is I'll read you some of these prompts so that you have an idea of how is this set up. So the one I'm going to read you here is on a page that's called What Did You Want to Be? And the prompts are: describe your favorite characters from books, TV, or movies when you were a kid. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? When you were a little kid, what was your outlook on life? Did you tend to think of the world as a place of limitless possibility or as a bureaucracy of annoying rules? Who was the rule keeper in your house? Who was the parent who always said yes? How did your parents or other people support your dreams? So as you notice here, it's not just one question and it's not just one broad prompt. I ask a series of questions throughout each one of these prompts, and I do that on purpose because I want to give you, I want to give my writers a lot to think about because I want it to be really easy for you to come up with a story to share and then to be able to write down that story. So for every one of these, you're going to find that it's going to be structured like that. It's got a lot of questions in there to keep your thoughts going, to get your creativity going, and to get those memories going, right? To get those memories going so that you can think about, oh, yes, I remember something about this. I could write about this aspect of it. And then toward the back, I have these really broad questions where I just, or it's really broad prompts rather, where I just ask a single thing. So it's just one, very broad, and you can just write about that for some time. So for example, one that's back here is share an unforgettable dream you once had. Okay. Here's another example. Share something that you should not have done, but you did anyway. Okay. So in the book, you'll see that you've got room to write directly on the pages. You can use that for your brainstorming, for your planning, if you're going to type up your responses for your memoir. Or if you want to write directly on the pages, either one works. And I've seen people use this book both for writing a memoir that they intend to have published, as well as for writing out these really short stories that they'll then share with friends and family as part of, typically as part of a legacy gift. You know, they want to collect those stories from that they remember from their parents or from previous generations, get those on paper, and then also share their own stories so that they can, those things can be preserved. I really, truly believe that one of the most valuable things that we can do for young people is to collect information, really valuable personal information, and share that with them. I think that the more that we can help young people be able to navigate this incredibly complicated world that we live in, then we are doing an extraordinary service for them. And I know that every one of us, regardless of our station in life, has valuable stories to tell. Truly, our most important legacy are our personal stories. So if you don't have it yet, go grab a copy of Letters to the Future and start getting your personal stories down on paper. That process is going to be so helpful for you and for the people who are receiving those stories. Good luck to you and good luck with your writing.